This should be illegal. This was BC resident Will Uirata's reaction after discovering a one-way flight ticket from Toronto to Vancouver was being sold for 10 times the price it would normally. When Uirata's flight from Toronto Pearson International Airport to Vancouver International Airport, YVR, was cancelled due to the heavy snowfall in BC, he took to Expedia.ca to look for new flights when he couldn't reach his airline for help. What had his blood boiling was not the last-minute flight cancellation nor the three-hour wait for WestJet's customer service, but one-way flight tickets being sold for more than $6,000 within Canada. A one-way economy ticket back home to YVR would have cost him $6,620 if he had bought the ticket on Expedia.ca for December 21, he explained. Uirata told the Richmond News his jaw dropped, and he almost lost his eyeballs after seeing the price. I felt like it should have been a crime for airlines to do that and try to take advantage of unfortunate travelers who are already going through a lot just trying to get home to their families, said Uirata. He added the government should step in to prevent airlines from allegedly taking advantage of a situation that is already bad to begin with. An average plane ticket to fly between the two provinces during the holiday season can range from $750 to $1,000, not taking into account low-budget airlines. On Wednesday afternoon, the news did a quick search on the travel website and found the next available one-way economy ticket from Toronto to Vancouver, with a stop in Ottawa and Calgary, was for Thursday, December 22, and the cheapest ticket was being sold at $5,243. A flight on Friday, December 23 and December 24 would cost around $1,399 and $1,413, respectively. I'd rather book a flight to the Maldives for $6,000 and have fun in paradise, said Uirata. Pretty sure some rich person out there won't have an issue paying that much just to get to their destination. Uirata was scheduled to fly back to Vancouver on December 19 with WestJet, but his flight was cancelled and rebooked for the following day before he arrived at Toronto Pearson Airport. The next day, his rescheduled flight was delayed every hour from 2 to 7:30 p.m. until the airline ultimately cancelled his flight a few minutes before boarding. It was a bit frustrating having to wait that long, but I know some people had it worse than me, he said, adding people were lining up for answers at the airline kiosks. One representative told us that they cannot do anything about Vancouver flights yet because at that moment YVR was not accepting any flights at all, and they didn't know when the airport would open. With that, Uirata stayed with his relatives a bit longer and looked for new flight tickets online while trying to get hold of WestJet Airlines. He added the experience was stressful because he was supposed to return to work on Tuesday and wanted to be home for the holidays. While WestJet was able to rebook a return flight on deck 25 for Uirata, he said this was not the Christmas he was expecting this year.